When the Boston cellist Shirley Hunt set out to record the complete Bach cello suites and viola da gamba sonatas on period instruments, she hit a snag. She needed a five-string cello. It just so happens that the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston owns a five-string cello that was built in the 18th century, right around the time Bach composed his famous suites. This morning, Hunt tells us the story of how she became the first person to ever record a performance on this rare historical instrument.
My name is Shirley Hunt. I am a Baroque cellist and a viola da gamba player living in Boston. In 2017, I had the opportunity to play on a really cool concert at Lindsay Chapel at Emmanuel Church. The Lindsay family is kind of integral to the history of arts in Boston. This woman, Leslie Lindsay, married. She was in her 20s. She and her new husband set sail on the Lusitania, which was an ocean liner, for their honeymoon in England, and that boat sank. Over 1,000 people perished. Her father made some very important gifts in her memory, and the MFA thought it would be fun to have a centennial event in 2017. And I was invited to play on this five-string cello because it's from that initial donation. This cello is by Marcus Snook, who is a Belgian luthier from Brussels, and it was made in about 1720. It's very big. I remember going to the museum and playing it and thinking, gosh, my hips are kind of sore. I better go to that yoga class later. It has a very dark brown red finish, has very large pegs. Playing it is wonderful because it has such a soaring, big sound. The upper register of this cello, it's very sweet and very singing. Working on this Bach project, one of the suites I need to record by Bach calls specifically for a five-string cello. And I thought, I don't own a five-string cello, and I knew I was going to need to figure out one to borrow or something in order to complete this project, but I wonder if the MFA would be open to my proposing something to them. So I recorded the sixth suite on the Schnuck cello from the MFA and the third suite on my own cello. I think it was one of the most rewarding experiences of my entire musical career to get to work with an instrument like this. The Bach suites for solo cello are such a special set of compositions. And I think that people are really drawn to the humanity. Some of the movements are more extroverted, they're more athletic, they're more abundantly joyful. Some of them are extremely sad and extremely introspective. It's really challenging to make these suites your own as a performer when they've been so recorded and so performed and so thought about and written about over many centuries. But I love the challenge of finding something that's unique that you have to say with them. And I also really feel like I want someone who's searching for a recording to have the chance to choose a recording by a woman, or choose a recording by a local Bostonian, or choose a recording by someone who's not like already a super famous like star or something. Like, that's not me. Like, I'm your local girl here in Boston. So I really love the idea that there's room for many different perspectives on these pieces.